kneel down to pray. Just like to kneel right beside her and as my Savior to bless her and guide her in a cottage.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Live from lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach. Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music, topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
Got to live in perfect harmony.
Good afternoon. It's 6 minutes past the noontime hour. You're tuned in to the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. Part news magazine, part entertainment program, all Dick Dickenbach. Although today he's at a ceremony accepting another award. He loves award season. I'm Gary. I sit in when he can't be here, which is, you know, such a very rare thing. Today is February 22nd. It's the 53rd day of the year. 312 days remain until the end of 2026. We began the show with Morgan Heritage featuring Toots and the Maytals, a musical report called Humble from Legacy. The music of which I'm speaking is Humility by Joseph Daly from the Seven Heavenly Virtues. We are reporting today on Be Humble Day, which happens on February 22nd. NationalToday.com explains, on Be Humble Day, celebrated on February 22nd, people across the world, irrespective of their religion, culture, and philosophy, come together and stress the importance of being humble. Many great personalities say that humility is the most difficult of all virtues to attain. Citation needed. Either way, Be Humble Day focuses on the importance of being humble. Appropriately, the person who's responsible for founding and the celebration of Be Humble Day is unknown. Maybe he or she didn't like to boast, a true sign of being humble. Speaking of, on Be Humble Day, no boasting is allowed because bragging about one's achievements, success, and abilities can lead to pride. In this self-obsessed world where people are increasingly becoming narcissistic, obsessed with their appearance, and attention-seeking, not choosing to brag is much more difficult than one might think. So being humble in this world is itself a great achievement. But being humble is more than not boasting about one's own life and achievements. It's about listening to others, accepting our errors and weaknesses, and working on them to get better. This is exactly what Be Humble Day advocates. But unfortunately, in most cases, humble people receive a bad rap. This is due to the misconception that humility is associated with being too passive, submissive, or insecure, and it turns out this is far from true. Humble people are quite the opposite. They're full of confidence and belief in themselves. They're eager to help others and hear others out. By being humble, one can achieve many things, including higher self-control and joy. So this Be Humble Day, practice humility by just being humble and silent. Silent on the radio? That's dead air. This reporter humbly disagrees. You didn't ask, but I'll tell you that the word humble comes into the English by way of the French humble, which comes from Latin humilis, which meant lowly humble. In fact, the Latin word's literal meaning is on the ground, so humble comes from Latin humus, which meant earth. Now, no one calls anyway, and the phone line appears to be down, but I will remind you that you can text us at 971-220-KXRY. That's 971-220-5979. And I'm beginning to think maybe Dick Dickenbach didn't do this show today on purpose because he is, in fact, the opposite of humble. He'd probably be more comfortable with, like, I don't know, Be Vainglorious Day. But let's listen to some musical reports now about humility and being humble, or perhaps being humbled. This is the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, xray.fm.
Remember all of those pledges that we pledged in the passionate night? Ah, they're soiled now, they're torn at the edges, like moths on it, still yellow light. Serves to renew them, nor massive transfusions of trust. Why not even revenge can undo them? So twisted these vows and so crushed. And you say you've been humble in love, cut down in your love, forced to kneel in the mud next to me. Ah, but why so bitterly turn from the one who kneels there as deeply as thee? Children have taken these pledges, they have ferried them out of the past, oh, beyond all the graves and the hedges, where love must go high.
Well, my CD seems to have died. That makes me sad. It is bad luck to be bad luck to a Leonard Cohen song. Luckily, I have a backup. I hope you don't mind if we start the song all over again. Excuse me. Shall I try that one more time? Start the song all over again.
Children have taken these pledges, they have ferried them out of the past, oh, beyond all the graves and the hedges, where love must go hiding at last. And here, where there is no description, or here in the moment at hand, no sinner need rise up forgiven, no victim need limp to the stand. Down in your love, forced to kneel in the mud next to me. Ah, but why so bitterly turn from the one who kneels there as deeply as thee?
Look, dear heart,
Look at the Virgin. Look how she welcomes him into her gown. Yes, and mark how the stranger's cold armor dissolves like a star falling down. Why trade this vision for desire when you may have them both? You will never see a man this naked. I will never hold a woman this close. And you say you've been humble in love, cut down in your love, forced to kneel in the mud next to me.
Hell, I don't even know what that means. I guess it's got something to do. Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
There's a drum full of other colorful sounds, too.
Shiny. a humble stature. I gave nothing, I get the scenery. While with the trees all bare and tall, winter wonders never fail. Promises of green have never been broken. I'm mystified by the beauty of it. Hiked around and wandered in the wilderness. Some people talk about it, but that was how we knew about it. Woke up in the morning to view my things. I knew I had to give myself away. Woke up in the morning to view my things. I knew I had to give myself away. Laughing in the corridor, playful little melodic bursts of sound, pretty emotion. It was a contagious thing, spread among the people there. I too felt the flame inside the canopy, myself.
Breaking news. It's about 12:30 on February 22nd. Be Humble Day. This is the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. I'm Gary. Dick Dickenbach can't be humble, so he won't. These are the musical reports about humility you just heard. That was Diane Marie Kloba, Humble from I Kid You Not. Before that, XTC, Humble Daisy from Nonsuch. In the middle of that set, Young Fresh Fellows, a humble guy from the fabulous sounds of the Pacific Northwest. We heard Holly Golightly and the Brokoffs, covering, I believe, Mac Davis's tune Hard to Be Humble from Sunday Run Me Over, and began with Leonard Cohen, Humbled in Love from recent songs. Under My Voice, Billy Higgins, Humility from Mr. Billy Higgins. I was curious how humility could be helpful in an evolutionary context. It seems on the surface, being bold and confident and loud might be more attractive to a mate, and I found this report by Glenn Geher at psychologytoday.com, entitled The Evolutionary Psychology of Humility. Geher began by asking, would you rather have a leader who sees him or herself primarily as a steward, serving some larger cause, or as one whose primary goal is to benefit him or herself? And no, I'm not making an explicit comment on modern U.S. politics. Generally speaking, people are a bit repulsed by others who are clearly and primarily selfish or narcissistic. Adjectives that correspond to such an approach to social life, such as selfish, narcissistic, egotistical, big-headed, etc., are generally not compliments. While there are several features of Homo sapiens that set us apart from the general crowd of primates, one feature that stands out in the empirical literature pertains to the fact that humans seem to, across time and space, form social groups that cut across kin lines. Religious groups, for instance, generally encourage striving toward the goals of the group at the cost of oneself, or to oneself, and other kinds of human social groups, even modern-day fraternities, seem to cultivate the same kind of other-oriented behavior. Going back thousands of generations, humans have formed groups across kin lines to create egalitarian coalitions of leaders, with power distributed across the group. Generally speaking, humans seem to have broken away from single-leader, alpha-male-dominated social groups thousands of years ago. In so many ways, humans are the egalitarian ape. Lots of convergent findings suggest that times of particular success and progress in our history can correspond to times of effective egalitarianism, times when power was distributed across the many. The term steward and its connotations betray much about human social evolution. There are several routes to power and success in our species. A clear and simple route to success pertains to a selfish approach in life, or sheer narcissism. Sure, if you're only looking out for number one, then you may well find yourself with benefits at the end of the day, but there are likely costs along the way. Generally speaking, we value others whom we see as stewards. We value virtually all forms of pro-social behavior in others. In fact, when we deliberate about what constitutes great leadership, people tend to place much emphasis on stewardship, looking out for the common good at the cost to oneself. If you're ever campaigning for any kind of political position, from member of the board for your local baseball association to president of the United States of America, you're probably going to find yourself trying to play up your dedication to the broader cause, group, and community, and you're likely not going to underscore your own selfish, power-related motivations for the position. If Joan is vying for a seat on the town board of Springfield, Joan is best for Springfield is likely a better marketing approach than Joan is best for Joan. Stewardship is broadly valued in others, just as selfishness is broadly repulsed. Humans are, at the end of the day, an other-oriented ape. The great leap that set our ancestors apart from other hominids had much to do with our tendency to create social groups working toward, quote, the greater good, end quote, variously defined. And while the essence of this focus on non-kin-based pro-social behavior is likely rooted in religious tendencies, citation needed, it need not be. Humans create social groups based on criteria that extend well beyond the religious domain. That's probably true. We are a bit repulsed by others whom we see as selfish and narcissistic, and an evolutionary approach to understanding humanity helps us understand why. When it comes to choosing leaders, we may be impressed with success in the selfish sense, to some extent, but we tend to focus much more on markers of genuine stewardship, markers of giving to the broader community at a cost to oneself. I will note that that article was written 10 years ago. We perhaps may need revision based on recent events. You may text me up here at 971-220-KXRY. That's 5979. We have sent now some more musical boards about humility and being humbled. And being humble. And also, I guess, being humbled on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM.
Oh, Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
Sucks to be humble. Oh, virtue gives the righteous cause to sing. Oh, virtue considers itself above at least one thing. It's the bag, but not the tea. It's the flavor, not the drink. Sucks to have virtue.
Humble
gives more. says. And when it does, it feels real. Sucks to be humble.
Humble.
Sucks to be humble. Sucks to be humble.
Once upon a time, I could have had it all. A princess with a price on her head, or the prince who'd climb her wall. But when pride has it in for someone, none of us can check the form. Now I'm as humble as a bumblebee. I'm getting used to how things have to be. Just another mumble buzzing round and round in rings. So afraid that I won't be king.
This is the sting.
In a sea of shadows that you were when you shined for me. When I was going under, you knew when and where to be. Now I'm as good as Ebenezer after his conversion. I give all my goods away with no coercion. I'd give almost anything just to hear the hum of your wings.
This is the sting.
As humble as your eye just before his tumble. But I fumbled for the best of me amongst the jumble. Heaven knows where we went wrong. Don Quixote, Donkey Kong.
This is the sting. When I still want everything, here is the twist. Oh, you're on my list. Here's what I. I want you.
This just in. It's about 7 minutes until the 1 o'clock hour. We are nearing the end of this week's The Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. My name is Gary. February 22nd is Be Humble Day. These are the music reports about being humble, humility. You just heard. That was Suki Waterhouse with Belle and Sebastian. Their single from 3 years ago, Every Day is a Lesson in Humility. Before that, we heard John Wesley Harding, Humble Bee from the Confessions of St. Ace. In the middle of that set, Triceratops Jackson, Humble from their self-titled record. We heard Edwin Collins, Humble from Losing Sleep, and we began with the great Saren Jones of the Dap Kings. Humble Me from 100 Days, 100 Nights. Under My Voice, Nightmares on Wax, Humble from Mind Elevation. Thank you for tuning in. Dick Dickenbach does regret not being here. But you know as well as I do, he hates this day. He would have just spent the whole show bragging about how humble he is. Luckily, he'll be here next week, because we're always on Sundays, noon, on X-Ray. There are previous reports at the X-Ray website, xray.fm, and the music reports we play up until 1, you can keep up with at that same website at the playlist. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff and the crew of the report, I'm Gary, leaving you with a quote attributed to Golda Meir. Don't be so humble. You're not so great. Yikes. On Be Humble Day, no less. Stay dry. Have a lovely day.
Just right. just right, do you just right? Babies take a bite, a humble pie, little piece of, do you just right, do you just right? Babies take a bite, a humble pie, little piece of, do you just right, do you just right? Baby, take a bite, a humble pie, little piece of, do you just right, do you just right?
I am nervous around you, I am what you are, I am mad about you, I am what you are, so near and far away from what you want. Just leave.